So I wanted to release an album called For You, and it was for depressed people with anxiety, living paycheck to paycheck, redlining, and suicidal. And we shot a short film and everything. It took a year to get it edited and came out 3 months later than I wanted to do it, and wasn't able to promote it and everything. Didn't really worry about it. And the guy who's producing the album wanted to produce the album and mix it and everything. And our release date was supposed to be February. I called him up in March and was like, "Hey, what's up with the album?" And all of a sudden, he's mad at me for not helping him when I offered help the entire time, but he turned it down all the time. And all of a sudden, he has resentments toward me now. And I'm just like, why do people do that? Why do people put so much on their plate that they change their priorities, and when they don't fulfill their need that they, or action or behavior that they said they were going to do, turn around and blame you for their lack of action or lack of communication or lack in general? And like, why do people do that? Who knows? People just suck. People don't like people. People don't like themselves. It's getting worse, in every industry. People think they're experts because they got a cell phone or an app instead of actually going to school for things. It's becoming an epidemic of ignorance. It's spreading. It's the worst disease. Stupidity is just the worst disease, and I get it. People are under pressure and they're stressed and anxious and depressed and poor diets and shit. A bad sandwich can make you have a bad day. But at the end of the day, you have to be. A lot of things aren't your fault, but a lot of things need to be your responsibility. And you need to own up to the things that you say you were going to do and not blame others. If you got to reflect on that, meditate on that, talk to a therapist about that, talk to your girl about it, talk to your dude about it, do that. Talk it out with God, talk it out. But the idea is to be real to yourself and others so that you don't have misunderstandings and mistakes and be a person that sucks. People hate people that aren't reliable, who over promise and under deliver. That's an ego issue. You think you're the person that can do all these things and you can't. You don't have to do all those things, man. Spread the love, spread the work, diversify. Delegate. So I'm out here in the lovely city of San Luis Obispo. Very, very cool, chill, college kind of town, small college town. Beautiful people everywhere. It's Southern California, or Central California, rather. But I've been noticing there's like it rains more here than in Southern California, and I'm 100% sure it's because of chemtrails. I see so many chemtrails here. I think they're seeding the clouds because this is an agricultural area and they're trying to create more rain, which is cool, but it also brings more humidity and bugs and allergies and sickness and colds and God knows what kind of other reactions we're having from chemicals in the air. I just feel like we've passed the tipping point of a clean world. We don't have, unless we come up with some ingenious ways to treat the salt and dirt and trash in the ocean, unless we figure out how to a way to treat the air and suck all that carbon dioxide out of it and repair our ozone layer, unless we learn how to appreciate our planet and our earth and our only home with some kind of fervor and justice and balance and peace and love, we're basically creating like a hoarder situation on our planet where we're just piling up shit and it's just gonna suffocate us. We're gonna die in our own bio and our own trash, or we'll be like Wally and we all move to some space station and have robots and AIs clean our planet for us. And see how long that takes, 1,000 years or whatever. if you just care, man. I'm tired of people not caring. It's just like everybody loves drama and hip hop love and housewives or whatever the fuck. Like, everybody's so concerned with their opinions and being heard in their bubble that they forgot what it's like to go out and talk to a human being that you do not know, that possibly has different perspectives than you, and still get along with that person. I'm learning so much in my therapy sessions that I'm becoming a new human being. I'm evolving. I'm moving toward a new spiritual awakening, and it's beautiful. And I encourage you to do it. Try some transcendental meditation. It's changing my life. Do some yoga. Do something that centers your body. You know, you need action for the body and stillness for the mind to grow.
Jamal Coleman, what up, man? This is Mr. Dark Guy from New Soul Music Radio, the home of daily motivation to trust God and live your dreams. I was in your station and listening to your episode 3, where you're just talking about investing in positive energy and getting away from that negativity, no matter what, even if it's a family member, you know, because I've gotten to the point that sometimes pain is a lot of times caused by people with your last name. So I really feel you, man, and everything that you're talking about right there in that episode, man. So continue to encourage people in that place and asking them to just focus on positivity, because we all need that, man. So continue to keep doing that, man. I encourage you. God bless you. Thank you for the call in, and thank you for encouraging me. I really do appreciate it, brother. God bless.
Great show. Love everything about motivating people's dreams. Dream big. I love it. Keep doing this.
So I got a chance to go to the movies. I went and saw A Wrinkle in Time, which was my favorite book when I was in sixth grade. And it changed my life at the time, and it stayed with me. But the storyline and the details kind of faded away over the years, the decades. So when watching this movie, I immediately got back into that mindset when I was a kid. You know, the whole absence of love, feeling neglect, the universal love. There's so many different love messages in this movie. It's phenomenal. It has sacred geometry in it. It explains how quantum entanglement works with, you know, distances between electrons across the universe and how they still react to each other like they're paired or in love. And they said that, like, love was the frequency to travel the universe. And I truly do believe that. I don't, you know, maybe not tesseracting, or if you're not familiar with the tesseract, it's basically a cube that is that moves, analogous cube. So like the back square of the cube pulls forward to the front, and it kind of keeps rotating that way. And it shows that the fourth dimension of time and moving in action and not just still objects. And if you know anything about sacred geometry, it basically is explaining how God created himself by, being moving from a static situation into a created space, a canvas first, the universe, and then moving his consciousness and love in all directions, boundless and infinitely, creating spheres from that, and the spheres replicate themselves just like cells, and essentially you build a whole thing from the small. And we live in this fractal universe where the small reflects the large, the macro reflects the micro, and the micro reflects the macro. And we're just now discovering these things, and this movie touched on it in a way that children could easily digest this information. Is mind-blowing to me. The level of sophistication that was in this movie is specifically about that, the quantum field and consciousness and what you can do with love and light in the universe and the darkness of the universe, even, and what it does to people and how to avoid it. It was fascinating. Please go check it out. I love esoteric movies. Another one of those is like Doctor Strange from Marvel, another classic movie where they talk about sacred geometry and the use of, you know, what you do with your mind and how you can manipulate time, matter. You know, people don't understand that your consciousness and your emotional IQ create your reality. You know, if you think in your brain you can't do something, you will not be able to do it. If you think you can do something with full belief, you will be able to do whatever that thing is. It's very unique. Just now discovering this. And I think a part of that mixed with sound technology is basically what the Egyptians were using. Their conscious, their love, their energy, sound technology. And the light of the sun and the heat of the sun. And we're trying to get back to that level. It may take a couple decades or millennia or centuries, but I do believe that human beings will get back to the level of prosperous life and happiness. I really want to see if somebody can figure out how to turn the pyramids back on so we can generate a force field of love. Anyways, man, I just wanted to tell you guys to love somebody, man. If you can't love somebody, love yourself.